God, we come this morning, this is your temple. This is the house of your beloved ones. So when we come together to worship you, please give us your presence. Your love, your grace really encourage each one of us. So from the hymns, we truly appreciate your revelation. You are the one who created the universe. So when we see the sky, when we see the birds, when we see the trees, Jesus Christ, we know everything is trying to reveal who you are, what you are, and what you're going to do to each one of us. So when we are praying, like the hymn told us, we can see you. We can see God. We can see Jesus Christ. We can experience his presence. We can also experience his true love. Lord, I thank you. Thank you this wonderful morning. You gather all of us together so we can enjoy your love, enjoy your mercy. So I want to pray, especially for today, you bring Wesley and his fiance. May God be the binding of this couple. So in the, I don't know how to describe because I just don't know them that much. But I really pray for them. May God really be the center of their future family. May our Jesus Christ Spirit can guide them through all their future lives and help them to build up a wonderful family in Christ and in his spirit. So Lord, I pray for the states. May your sovereignty is honored in these countries. I pray for the growth of CCBC SOC. May God bring in more seekers. God, we need more seekers, not religious persons, but true seekers. Pray for our 2023 ministries and all the co-workers who are willing to commit their time, their energy to serve your church, serve brothers and sisters. But may all our works, all our ministries are for the purpose to glorify our God and to let God be joyful and can really enjoy his presence in this temple, in his church. It's not to glorify ourselves or to show we are relevant. No, God is to please you, to glorify your name in this area. I pray for the health of brothers and sisters. Also pray for the ones who are traveling or going to travel. May God give them the peace and may God preserve their safety. I pray for our youth, our young generations. God give us the wisdom. Teach us how to really involve them to serve you together. There's no seniority here. We work as brothers and sisters. Even they are younger, but we should see them as our siblings. We work together to glorify you and raise up them in God's truth and God's love. At the end, I pray for me and all the co-workers. So may God lead us, so dispense his wisdom to us, so we know and we learn and we can serve him and his church in one spirit. Jesus, Lord, at the end, I want to give all the co-workers who sacrifice their hours, communal time, so therefore we are able to really enjoy your presence in person or online. May God's mercy and the grace be with all the families. Because they love you, you give the best to them. Lord, we love you. And this is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. Thank you. Okay. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
兄姐妹们, 早。
Okay. Today my topic is meeting the Lord.
今天我要讲的信息是遇见主.
Meeting the Lord.
遇见主.
It's from John chapter 1:43-51.
约翰福音第一章43到51节.
The English version I'm using is NIV, and the Chinese is 和合本.
中文的是和合本的.
Okay, let's read the verses first.
再来念一下经文。
Okay, let's read together. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Okay, Chinese. 就是耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我。”这腓力是伯萨大人，和安德烈、彼得同城。腓力找着拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的，和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。” Okay, Nazareth, can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is the Israelite in whom there's no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Chinese. 拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？腓力说，你来看。耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说，看啊，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。拿但业对耶稣说，你从哪里知道我呢？耶稣回答说，腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。 Okay, English. Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you, I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." 中文哈。拿但业说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。耶稣对他说，因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信了吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。Okay, this is the map of the those cities related to this gospel.
第一个地图。
Okay, before I really enter my burden, let's get familiar with the cities. Okay.
所以在我们在这个讲信息以前，我们先熟悉一下这个地图。
I don't know which one I should use. Okay, use this one. This is the Galilee, right?
加利利在上面，对，加利利最
okay,
最上面。
Nazareth is here. Nazareth is here. Cana is here. Okay, 迦南，啊，迦拿，迦拿在这里。
OK, 迦南。
Bethsaida, 伯塞大在这里。OK. So, the meaning of the Bethsaida is the house of fishermen. Fishermen. OK.
塞大的名字就是
渔夫之家。It's a very small village.
很小的一个渔村。
Very small. It's not like Irvine or Lake Forest. No.
像我们的 Irvine 或者 Lake Forest， 非常小的一个渔村。
Yeah, if, I mean, in California, there's no small town, right? I don't know, so anyway, a lot of people.
小地方.
Okay, small, okay. And so the story told us the angel, Peter and John, kind of they were the people, they were born, I mean, they were raised up in the Bethsaida.
所以彼得、约翰他们故事里面讲到彼得、约翰、拿但业他们是在
But in other verses, they also mention they are from Capermon, 加百隆。
Okay.
What it means is, like I was born in Taipei, but I have a house in, for example, I came to in Tao Yuan, I give you an example, right? So you can say I'm Taipei Ren, the people from Taipei, I born in Taipei, or I am Tao Yuan Ren. So that's what it means, okay?
所以他们又说他们是加百农人，所以就好像说牧师提就是比例说，好比我是在台北人，在台北，后来我要在桃园住一阵子，所以我也可以说我是台北人，也可以说我是桃园人。
So don't get confused. You need a area or province.
加利利是一个非常特殊的一个地方。
Galilee is more like the new development city, area.
一个新的发展区。
Okay, that's in the south is Judea.In the south Judea.
南边我们是犹大。
Judea is the center of religion and politics.
那我们知道这个犹大城里面是所有的文化、政治或者这个宗教的一个中心。
More like when the 1640 some years, immigrants from Europe, they start building their territory in the United States.就是在1640年的时候，那欧洲的那个移民啊，来到北美，他们现在东北角那边开始建立他们的殖民地啊。And the first city they start, you know what city is the first one? Do you know?
第一个城市是什么？
Especially for reform people, the first city, the first port, I can say the port. Do you know which one?
第一个港口是什么呢？
New York.
纽约
港口。
当年他们美国开发时。
So that's why New York right now is the center in the old time. New York City is the center of politics, commercials, or banking. And right now, New York is still center of the banking. Okay, and important people come from the east side too, right?
为什么纽约是说变成一个政治的什么时候一切中心？因为当初他们开发美国那个开发史的时候，就是以第一个港口就是。在纽约。
So if you look up the former presidents of the United States,
美国上一任的总统。
美国前几任的总统，你一起来看哈。Majority are from the east.
都大概从东部。
Because they is the center of the education, religion, and the politics.
都因为东部是一些政治啊、文化、教育等等的中心。
But somehow the people start migrating from the east to the Midwest.
但是人们就开始是从东部开始向别的地方移。
So we have Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, these states.
Iowa 等等其他州周边的城周边的州。
Michigan 州、Illinois 州跟 Iowa 州哈。And so it's more like the people in New York look.Down people in Iowa, something like that.
好吧，所以这个纽约的人士就不太看得起这爱好那个，种花生的那些农夫们。
那不是花生，玉米。
玉米，好吧，花生玉米，
oh,
反正就农夫就是了。
Okay. Me and my wife, we finished our graduate study in the Iowa. Okay, so first time I find my job, I my first profession, I'm an IT professional. So I have a project in the Texas.So I work in the Sprint headquarter.
对，我刚开始的是在爱荷华州是吧？找我的一个工作呀。
我跟安平，我跟师母，我们是在爱荷华念研究所。毕业之后，我是做 IT 的专业哈，所以我是在德州的 Sprint， 那时候 Sprint 的总部在工作。So and then I met people from Boston.
Yeah, 所以我跟安平师母，我们是在爱荷华念书的时候。认识的，然后我读的是 IT 业，然后我的工作是在德州，呀 ，Texas， 德州的一个 IT 的公司吧，是吧？
对，没关系。In the job, I met people from Boston. 我在工作的时候遇到一个波士顿来的人哈。
遇到一个人是从波士顿的。
He graduated from MIT. 他是 MIT 毕业哈。So
MIT 毕业的。
And I'm his project manager.
我是这个项目的一个经理。
专业经理。He asked me, where are you from?
他问我说，您是从哪儿来的呢？
I told him I'm from Iowa.
跟他说我是从爱荷华州来的。
He kind of scratched his head.
然后他就开始抓头了。
How come Iowa can be my project manager?
那你从爱荷华州，意思就有点鸟不生蛋的地方，你居然做了一个 manager， 做了经理啊。
I'm an MIT graduate。
那我是一个堂堂的 MIT 的这个毕业生。
He's very smart。
非常聪明的一个人。
When he's coding, it's coding 在
哦，他的码代码的那个
在做程式。
Yeah,
just like Vivian playing piano。
就像我们的蜜蜜小姐弹的钢琴，非常专业。
So in his mind, right, he doesn't think that Iowa can produce some people are able to manage the IT projects.
所以在他心里就说：“你这个从爱荷华州的来人，你居然能干到这个项目经理的这个位置吗
？”You know, and I make fun of him.
然后。
我在开玩笑。
哦、oh, ，OK， 我跟他开玩笑。不好意思，我听不太清楚。
I ask him，
我就问他。
Do you know how am I able to to go from Iowa to Texas？
我就说，你知道我是怎么样从爱荷华州跑到这个德州的呢
？I told him it's in the early morning。
说在早上，清晨。
I have to ride a horse。
我一早就起来开始骑马
，and quickly I ride to the station，
然后骑到这个火车站吧，我。
And I catch up the 马车要怎么讲 ？Jarrett。
哦，就是赶这个马车，一车。
Then I had to catch. Then it's in a fast speed. Then I saw the plane is launching. Right.
然后一路上就是一些。
看到飞机要起飞了 ，so I just said I just act like the Indiana Jones，
是我就像印第安纳 Jones 一样。
So I climb up, use the ladder, I climb into the airplane. That's why I come to this Texas.
那越过高山，越过大月岭什么的，我就终于来到了我们的德州了。
I told him on the way home.
然后要回去的时候呢
？I carry the parachute.
parachute
的降落伞。
OK， 我是降落伞。
So they don't stop the airport in Iowa。
然后从这个飞机场开始。
I said jump off the plane。
跳到飞机里面。
And I open my parachute。
然后我就打开我的降落伞。
He was laughing。
当然我是开玩笑的时候，他在那边笑。
Finally, we become very close partners。
所以我们就从此变成一个至交知心的朋友。
So you know, there's somehow, I mean, if we stay in the, we somehow, we, that's what happened to Nathaniel, right? 就是现在就是拿单页发生的事情啊。So let's come to the verses.
Excuse me, I'm gonna go stand there.
Oh, okay, sorry, okay. You want move here?
Probably.
Yeah. 要不要搬到这里来？Yeah, move them. Thank you. Yeah, move the chair so she can sit. Yeah. Move the chair so she can sit. That's it.
Okay. Hello. You here? Okay.
Okay. You need a chair, right?
不，可以了，move是可以了，可以了，也别那么折腾了。
没问题，很顺便。
已经很折腾了，
okay,
不要再折腾了。
That's okay. Take your time.我看还是做的好了，你这样我良心不安。
靠背呢？
靠背。
水呢？
水好，水在哪里？哦。哈
哈哈哈哈哈！哎 ，VIP treatment, OK? This is what you get when you're senior citizen only.
Amen, amen. Because she's from Ghana, I'm from Nazareth. Okay, so let's come to the my message, right? Let's go to the verses.
好。
Let me go through the verses.
我们的牧师很有幽默感。
Let's go to the verses, right?
好，我们来看一下经节。
So the next day.
第二天。
Okay, let's if you look up the verses 39 to 38 to 42, there's one group is Andrew and Peter.
但从三十五节开始，这里就是安德烈跟彼得。
Andrew and the other disciple originally they followed John the Baptist.
安德烈跟另外一个门徒，他们是在他们是施洗约翰的门徒。
So you know, you all knew the story is that John, when the John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, he said, "The Lamb of what? The Lamb of God."
当施洗约翰看到耶稣的时候，哦，这是神的羔羊。
And the angel and Andrew and the other disciple they decide to follow Jesus.
所以安德烈跟另外一个门徒就决定要跟从耶稣。
So the angel and the other disciple they become disciples of Jesus is from what? From John the Baptist, the witness.
所以他们那个两个门徒转为追从的耶稣，是因为施洗约翰对耶稣的称呼而起。
见证。
见证。
So this is different. In other Gospels, is Jesus called his disciples.
有点很大的不同，在别的地方是耶稣来呼召别的门徒。
But in John, his disciples, they follow Jesus because others witnesses.
所以在这里就是说，这两个门徒追随耶稣是因为听到另外一个人的见证。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
so we are just like them.
我们就跟他们一样。
So you are willing to follow Jesus because you hear someone's witness.
我们常常是因为追随耶稣，是因为听到别人的见证。
Or testimonies, right?
或是呀见证。
So I'm not going to elaborate on the verses 38 to 42. But if you go back when after this you go back to study the verses, it's quite interesting.
我今天就不多讲了，但是您如果回去再自己再看的话，是一个非常 有意思的一段经文。
Andrew and Peter, they heard the testimonies, then decide to follow Jesus.
所以安德烈 跟彼得他们就决定要追随耶稣。
And then Jesus asked them one very interesting question.
耶稣问了他们一个非常有意思的 问题。
Do you know what he asked?
你们知道耶稣问了什么吗？
He asked, "What do you want?"
问说你们要什么？
What do you want?
你们要什么？
That means when we decide to follow Jesus because of someone's testimonies or they are witness.
就是说，当我们决定就是耶稣因为别人见证的时候，
Then Jesus will ask you this question.
有时候会问这个问题哦。
Why do you want to come to the church?
为什么要来教会呢？你来教会是为什么呢？
What's the purpose you are here?
来这里的目的何在呢？
Because you hear someone's testimonies and you decide to follow me.
因为你听到别人见证，你愿意追随我吗？
And Jesus will ask you, then what do you want?
耶稣就会问说你要什么？
The next group.
然后另外，
下一个群体， next group.
另外一个群体
is Philip and Nathaniel.
是菲利。
Okay, so next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee.
耶稣要到加利利，要想往加利利去。
So, following what I just told you, 顺着我刚才跟你们讲的哈 ，OK, Jesus is not accepted by his own people, right?
耶稣并不为他自己的人所接受。
And he is also not accepted by the people in Judea.
因为他也不被犹大地的人所接受。
Because Judea people, those Jews think we are the traditional, we are the, what should I say, authentic, okay, the Yahuwah's believers, something like that.
Yeah, 因为在南地的这个犹大地，他们自视颇高，认为是我们才是这个传统的犹太人，我们才是这个继承人。
And Galilee is like a new developed area.
那加利利是一个新开发的地区。
If you think Galilee is kind of a less population area, no, then you are totally wrong.
如果你以为加利利是一个人迹稀少的地方，那您就大错特错。
According to the historic writings, Galilee has more than 2,500 small villages or countries.
根据历史记载。加利利其实有2500个小的村落。
And each county or each counties or each village may have between 250 to 450 people.
然后每个小村呢有200到400人之多。
So if you add them together, it's a place with a lot of people.
其实人口还蛮多的。
So Jesus decided to do his ministry in Galilee because what?
耶稣就想要到。
为什么要到那地方做他执事呢？
为什么到那里去要服侍？
Because these people, seniority people.
因为 对一些比较传统的、比较有基础的人，他们是不太接受这些加利利所谓新来的人口。
They are open to new teachings.
然后，但是他们也比较能够接受外来的一些新的事物。
They are vital.
他们就是非常有活力。
So this Jesus decided to preach his gospel in this area.
所以耶稣就准备要到这个地方加利利去传福音。
Before he started, he needed to build up his core team.
Yeah, 但是在他去之前，他必须要有一个团队。
And this what he started.
这就是这个故事的开始。
So he decided to leave for Galilee. Then he find who? Philip.
如果他在准备到加利利传道的时候，他就找到了腓力。
Then Jesus called him.
然后他就呼召腓力。
Follow me.
跟随我。
Follow me.
跟随我。
I really don't know what happened at that moment.
我不知道到底详情，我是不知道的。
But let me ask you one question, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，让我来问你们一个问题。
On the day you decide to receive baptism, you decide to become a Christian. At that moment, what happened to you?
当你决志要受浸的时候。那个当下是发生什么事情
？I think similar situation happened to Philip.
我想大概类似的情况也发生在腓力身上。
You have your own issues, you have your own backgrounds, you have your own needs.
所以我们个人有不同的背景，不同的需要。
But when Jesus told you follow me,
但是当耶稣呼召你，告诉你说跟随我的时候
，I do believe inside yourself, you do see this is the person or this is someone is worthy for you to follow.
我想在你内心一定有一个感受，认为说这是值得我去追随的人。
Somehow it's hard to describe what exactly it is.
有时候这个到底发生什么事情是非常难以描述的。
My brothers and sisters,
姐妹
，On the right moment, you decide to receive him as your savior.The Holy Spirit, the life-dispensing Holy Spirit, at the same time is dwelling inside your heart.
当你在决定接受主的那一个时刻，我深信和这个圣灵是在你心里在做工的。
So from now on, you are able to respond to God's words.
所以从那个时候开始，你就能够对神的话语能够有接受，能够有反应。
If I say Jesus,
如果我说耶稣基督。
Jesus,
耶稣基督
，Do you have feeling?
心里有感受吗
？Do you have joy?
有喜乐吗
？Do you think yes, this is the one I love?
心里有特别的感受吗
？Do you have it?
有吗
？Or is another religious leader?
另外，他是另外一个宗教的灵。
So I do believe something happened inside Philip.
我相信在你心里的确是有一个不同的感受，特别的感受。所以这个安德烈跟彼得他们的感受，我想是应该是类似的一个感受。
And 44 said they were from the town of Bethsaida. They are from the same village.
讲的说呢，伯赛他们是在伯赛大的这个城市同乡。
So when Philip was called,
当腓力被呼召的时候。
And somehow something happened inside himself.
他也感受一些不同的东西。
Then he start having zeal or compassion for his friends.
他就开始有一种动力，有一个激动力在那边。
You know, Andrew is the first one to preach gospel, the kind of like a small group.
安德烈是第一个好像。对一个很小组的一个人开始传福音的。
Because he is the witness, he brought his friend to Jesus.
因为他把他的朋友带到了耶稣那里。
So, brothers and sisters, if you really receive God, you have such deep feeling toward him, then it's normal for you to have zeal or compassion for your friends, for your families, or for your relatives.
所以各位，当你心里有这种感动的时候，你很自然而然就会大发热心，想要把你的朋友，想把你的家人带到耶稣基督面前来。
So Philip found Nathanael and told him.
然后腓力就找到了他。
He was so excited.
非常的兴奋。
He wants to share what he had to his best friend.
所以他要把他的好朋友分享他的经历给他的好朋友。
So he searched Nathanael.
所以他就找到他。
And he found him.
也找到了腓力。
Look what he said.
这是他说的，对他说的。
We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth.The son of what? Joseph.
他就说，我们这个找到的弥赛亚就是摩西在律法上所写和众先知所记所写的那一位。
就是拿撒勒的耶稣，约瑟的儿子。So how come that means what it means? He found the one. Okay, the one is the fulfillment of the Old Testament.
他就说，我们已经找到那一位能够，旧约预所预言的那一位。
But he noticed this person he found is humble.
但是他觉得这个耶稣非常的谦卑。
他知道他找到这个，他发现了这个人，他是很卑微的。
他发现耶稣。
So he called him Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. He didn't call him Jesus Christ, the son of God.
这里就是因为耶稣的认为他们耶稣的出身比较卑微，所以他就说他是约瑟的儿子，拿撒勒人耶稣，没有说他是
耶稣基督，
而说他只是一个拿撒勒人约瑟的儿子。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，When you try to introduce the Christ you know to your friends, your best friends,
当你要把耶稣基督介绍给你的朋友的时候
，In what way you introduce?
你是 以何种的方式把他介绍给你的朋友呢？
You know, it's interesting, no?
很有意思的。
A lot of times we like to describe the one we worship is the gorgeous, powerful, the omnipotent God. 所以我们常常喜欢传福音啊，我们喜欢跟人讲，你知道我信的神是什么一位神吗？是蛮无所不能、无所不知，全能全有的那一位啊。Somehow, would you or did you ever introduce God to your friend? Say, you know the God, the Jesus I believe is very humble.
我们常常要给朋友介绍是一个充满了荣耀、一个伟大的神。我们很少是说，我要给你介绍这个耶稣基督是一个非常谦卑的一个神。
Do you know the one I want to introduce you is not someone you know. It's not very famous.
我要给你介绍这位不是很有名的，不是一个知名人士。
He's from the city nobody cares.
一个很小的地方出来的。
And then his father is nobody.
然后他的爸爸也不是什么有名的人士。
He's a carpenter.
那就是一个木工而已。
A normal person.
不是一个有名人士。
Have you ever introduced Jesus to your friends like Philip did?
你有没有像腓力这样介绍耶稣呢
？No，
大概不会吧。
You know why？
为什么
？Because if we really know Jesus is from Nazareth, his father is nobody, we will act like Nathanael.
因为如果我们知道耶稣的出生是这么的卑微的话，
我们就会跟拿大叶一样的。
我们就会变跟拿大叶的反应一样。
46。
Nobody。
Nobody.、Yeah.Your God is nobody. Then Nathanael said, Nathanael, what he said, can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked.
加利利人还有什么可以出一个什么样的人物呢？
Okay. Then you, what do you want to answer? 那你这是要怎么回应呢？Come and see. 有看到吗？46节。他说 ：“Come and see。”腓力说：“来 ，Come and see。”
腓力的回答就说：“你来看，你来看 ，Come and see。”
Come to where?
你来看。
不是要来什么地方？
来什么地方呢？
Where?
什么地方呢？
Church.
当然就是教会啦。
See what?
看什么呢？
Brothers and sisters.
看我们弟兄姐妹啊。
Right. Where is Jesus?
耶稣在哪里呢？
Which one of you?
耶稣就在你们里面啊。
Then where he dwells? In this temple, but also in your heart.
在这里，也在您的心里。
So, brothers and sisters, so the best way to introduce Jesus Christ to your friends or your relatives or your family members.
所以介绍你的亲朋好友给耶稣基督的最好的方法是什么呢？
Bring them to church.
把他们带到教会来。
Bring them to brothers and sisters.
把他们带给认识我们的弟兄姐妹们。
Then 47. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching him, he said of him.
然后耶稣看在拿单耶勒指着他说：“看哪、啊，这是个真以色列人。”
Yeah, here truly is an Israelite in whom there's no deceit.
这是个真以色列人，他心里没有诡诈的。
That means somehow when Jesus saw him, he knew he is the person without any deceit. That means that Nathanael is a person of integrity.
耶稣看到拿单耶勒，知道他是一个没有诡诈的人，是一个有很有道德的人。
So he is a true Israelite.
他是一个真以色列人。
Then he was shocked.
他就觉得很惊讶。
How do you know me?
你怎么知道我呢？
Every time when we come to Jesus Christ,
我们来到耶稣基督的面前的时候，
we always keep our doubts.
就是
都有疑问，怀疑，
都有问题的，
okay.
都有疑问的。
Are you truly the God I want to, I need, I really worship?
真的就是我那位要崇拜的神吗？敬拜的神吗？
Are you the one who can really help me to overcome all my turbulences?
您就是那位能够帮助我度过一切难关的吗？
Brother, sister, give you a try.
弟兄姐妹们，你们就试试看吧。
Somehow you have doubts.
Yeah, 你的心里所想的。
But pastor recommending you pray. 我建议你祷告。When you pray, just like Nathanael meets Jesus Christ.
当你像拿单耶那样祷告的时候。
不是，当你祷告的时候，就像拿单耶遇到耶稣一样。
祷告的时候，就像拿单耶遇到耶稣那样子。
Jesus will expose who you truly are.
耶稣基督是你真正的朋友。
In your prayer,
祷告，
you will know who you truly are.
知道你是真实的你。
You have doubts.
心里有事。
Even you have doubt on him, 你对他可能有疑问哈。But when you meet Jesus Christ, your true self will completely exposed by his revelation.
所以当您向耶稣基督祷告的时候，你的真性情，你的真实的自己就会在他面前显露出来。
So how do you know me?
你怎么认识我呢？你知道我。
Jesus answered.
耶稣就跟他讲说，
I am not knowing who you are, I also know where you are.
我知道你是谁，我还知道你是哪里的人。
Who you are means that's your inner being. 不是 who you are， 你是谁表示那是你的内心。And where you are, that means what kind of situation, position you are in.
然后我也知道你的所在地，表示我知道你现今所处的状况。
So he said, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you.
耶稣就说：“我不但知道你是谁，还知道你现在正在一个无花果的树下。”
So Nathanael was totally impressed by Jesus' supernatural power.
拿单耶对耶稣基督的这个超能力是非常的非常的印象。
Before Jesus met you,
耶稣遇到你之前
，He already knew who you are.
知道你是谁。
He also knew.What kind of environment you are in?
到您的处境。
Where you are.
知 知道你是谁，也知道你是处境。
Nathanael was shocked.
然后拿大利是非常的惊讶的。
Then what is his answer?
他的回答。
Then Nathanael declared.
拿大利就说。
Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the what? King of Israel.
拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
He is no longer son of Joseph.
不再只是一个牧道那个约瑟的儿子而已。
Jesus of Nazareth. Nazareth. 也不是拿撒勒的耶稣了。When you have this kind of experience.
这样的一个经验
you are truly impressed by his supernatural power, his resurrection power, his Holy Spirit power.
对耶神的一些大能非常的惊讶
Then you will declare.
然后你就会高喊呼喊
You are the coming Messiah. 你是那要来的弥赛亚 You are the King of Israel. 你是那位真正以色列的王
那位弥赛亚，你就是那位真正的。
You are truly the one, just like your father, God. You are the one control the whole universe.
你就像父神一样，你是宇宙万物的主宰。
You are the all-inclusive one. 你是包容所有的一切。You are Alpha. You are also the Omega.
你是唯一的，你是至高的。
你是自有拥有的那一位
啊。有拥有的。
Okay. Then Jesus said.
耶稣说。
You believe.
相信
Because I told you I saw you under the fig tree.
因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就相信了吗？
You see, it's an interesting comparison, right?
很有趣的一个比较。
Andrew and Peter, they believe it's because they hear the testimonies. Here, Nathanael believed because he experienced the what? Supernatural.
前面那个
前面的
他们相信先是因为人家的见证，这里拿单也相信是因为
因为他经历了神的超自然的能力哈，谢谢。And so some brother sister they decide to accept Jesus is just like this.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们相信耶稣就是因为这个原因。
So when you try to bring people to Jesus,
你想要把人带到耶稣基督那里。
When you share scripture.Your own testimony or scripture to your friends.
你对你的朋友所做的见证，或者是所引用的圣经的话。
And they always ask one question.
他们都经常会问一个问题。
Show me.
让我看到。
Show me.
Yeah. 让我看，眼见为信。
I want to. See, yeah, that's a very good one. I want to see to believe. Yeah. Show me.And somehow you pray with him or her.
Yeah, 有人们就是说眼见为信，为你的带导而解决了。
And then he stopped believing.
他们就相信了。
And Jesus will say, okay, what will Jesus say? You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree, but he will say, you will see greater things than that.
哦，就像耶稣这里跟这个拿大人解说，你相信就因为我看到你在，无花果树，但是我告诉你还有更大的事情要发生。
Okay, he then added, 不是一节，他就这样。Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
五十一节说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。”
I know this. We all know this is from the Genesis 28, chapter 28.
我们知道这是创世纪二十八章。
Okay, when the Jacob deceived his brothers and his fathers, he fled into the wilderness and he kind of too tired. He found a rock. He lay on the rock. The place he named it Bethel.
雅各那一段就是因为他骗了他的爸爸的那个祝福，偷窃了他哥哥的名位，骗了他爸爸以后，他就离家出逃，然后在路上晚上就做了一个这样的一个梦。
对，那地方他叫伯特利啊。那 he had this kind of supernatural dream, right?
超能力的，做一个超能力的大梦。
So some translations say call it ladder, but it's better way to call it a stairway. Okay, 梯就有人说是天梯，其实最好是阶梯，啊 stairway something.
都是天梯，有的是阶梯，就像
所以
一样。
So right now Jesus told him, I am the stairway.
所以耶稣就告诉你说，我就是
那个梯子。
Okay, angels of God ascending, descending on me.
然后天使就在我的这个阶梯子上面上上下下。
What it means, if you just believe me because you saw something miraculous.
如果你因为看到一些超能力的东西，你就相信我。
I'm going to show you more.
我要给你看一个更大的事情。
I'm going to give you some proof.
我要给你更大的事情来证明。
I'm the one descended as of God incarnated.
我就是神道成肉，我将会从那个像一个道成肉身的神从上而下。
Son, I am the Son of Man.
对，我就是人子。
Here, Jesus doesn't describe himself as Son of God.
所以这里耶稣开始是称自己 Son of Man or Son of God.
He 没有称自己叫神的儿子，他称自己是叫做人子。
Son of Man.
The meaning of Son of Man.
人子是什么意思呢
？That means I come.As an incarnated God, I'm a full man. I'm also a full God.
我是一个道神肉身的神，所以我是一个完完全的神，也是一个完完全全的人。
Since I'm a man, I have to go through all the process my father designated I need to go through.
既然我是一个人，我就必须要完成我父所托付我的所有的使命。
So right now you believe in me.
所以你如果相信我。
I will show you.
我要向你证明。
You will see I am crucified.
我会这被钉上十字架。
You will see I will be resurrected.
然后我会死里复活。
You will also see I will be exalted.
然后我被升天。
被高升高举。
高举。
被高举。And this is who I am.
这才是真正的我。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
Doesn't matter what way you decide to follow him or believe in him.
您是在什么地方或者为什么要相信神是没有关系的。
就是对，就不管你是怎么决定来跟随主的哈。But at the end,
最终呢
？Jesus wants you to know him more.
要你认识他更多。
That's his purpose.
他的目的。
He wants to love you.
他要爱你。
He wants to take care of you.
他要照顾你。
He wants to follow you.
他也要你跟随他。
No, 他自己要来跟随你。
他要跟随你。
Because he is always present with us, right? Okay. But his purpose is to let you understand he is the true incarnated God, and this is what this is the main burden.Of John.
所以他的最终的目的是要您认识他是所谓的道成肉身的
神
呀，道成肉身的这位神。
这就是约翰福音最重要的负担。
约翰福音最重要的信息就要知道耶稣他是一位
，OK， so
道成肉身的神。
So let's go. I think that's my ending, right?
所以做一个结论吧。
So when you meet him.
当你遇到他
，You will know he is your savior.
他是你的救主。
He will also bring you the salvation.
他也把给您恩典。
But he is your savior is not because he's as a human he's not a famous or celebrity person. No, he's a humble person.
他能够给你恩典，并不是因为他是一个很重要的、很了不起的人物。
But he is the son of God.King of Israel.
而是因为他是神的儿子。
He also wants to bring you the salvation.
然后他要给你恩典，救恩。
Because he is the Son of Man.
因为他是人子。
If he is not the Son of Man, he cannot experience crucifixion, resurrection, and exaltation. Then there's no way he can become a dispensing, life-giving, dispensing Holy Spirit to dispense all his riches to us. No.
他不是一个人指着身份被钉在十字架上，他就不能够在十字架受死，也不能够复活，也不能够被高举，也没办法成为一个赐生命的灵，把他的丰盛给我们。
Okay, so he is God.
他是神。
He is also a man.
他也是人。
He is full God.
他是完完全全的神。
He is also a full man.
他也是完完全全的人。
God and man become Jesus Christ. 神跟人合而为一，就是我们的耶稣基督。 So my conclusion and the prayer, so I think we can understand this already.
论。
Okay. Dear brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们,
have you met him yet?
您遇到了耶稣了吗?
Okay. Have you met him yet?
遇到了耶稣了吗?
Do you have the zeal?
这个热忱吗?
Do you truly know he is God but also a man?
那他是神，他也是人吗?
You like to preach gospel? It's not because this is your responsibility or obligations. No.
要传福音，介绍他，并不是因为他是一个大人物。
Because you are called. 因为你是被呼召的。 Because you are touched, 因为你是被他所感动的, because you know who you are, 因为你是被他所暴露的, because you know he's the only one can help you to solve anything, 因为你有经历过他的大能的, but because you have future promise, you have internal promise, 因为你知道他给你有永恒的应许。 弟兄姊妹, 你遇到这位耶稣了吗? Have you met his Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's pray. Yeah. Dear Jesus Lord, 亲爱的主耶稣,
你要我讲英文，可以吗？ 可以，随便。
Dear Jesus Lord,
亲爱的耶稣基督,
We want to thank you.
我要谢谢您。
Thank you, you are the Holy God.
因为你是这个至圣的神。
But you are willing to take the humble station, a petition.
但是你愿意谦卑。
Become a human.
成为人。
Then descend in this world.
然后降世。
And not only that, you are willing to live with us.
但您愿意降世为人。
You want to give your whole self to us.
然后你要把你自己完完全全的献给我们。
You died for us.
为我们而死。
You resurrected for us.
为我们而复活。
And your exaltation is also for us.
您被高举也是为了我们。
So brothers and sisters, let's respond to his call.
让我们来对他有所呼应，有所反应。
We love him.
爱他。
We also preach gospel to our friends or the people I know. We know.
也为我们周边的亲朋好友们传福音。
But overall, the end,
但是最到底,
is to help us and our friends to know who he is.
最终的目标是帮助我们的朋友们能够真正的认识他到底是谁。
This is our prayer.
祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Amen. Okay, let's sing the song hymn together.
弟兄姐妹，让我们一起起立，我们回应，唱这首回应诗歌，永恒的、永活的盼望
Amen.
，Living
Hope。Amen. Amen.
稣的shadow, all my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living home. 无可以
Hallelujah, very nice. Okay, here's our living hope. Oh, let's do the offering. Yes.